So this girl I know tweeted something I thought was really interesting, and it got me thinking about a story that happened to me that I'd forgotten about. So she tweeted, "What's the weirdest thing you ever got into trouble for at work?" She said, "I was accused of being disrespectful because the six people I CC'd on an email were not listed in order of seniority."
No.
She got in trouble for that. Yes, she did. Yeah.
No. Then quit. That's stupid.
You know how people are. You know what I mean? There's people that are very sensitive. They get very little recognition at work. All they have is this seniority. You know, and if you CC people, you've got to put them in a certain, like, what? Why is your boss last on a CC list? Whatever, people and their egos. But I was like, oh, yeah, that sucks for her. And then I remembered, okay, so years ago when I worked for LIR, remember it was like my first big radio job. I was like 20. And I would leave work every day and I would say to the receptionist, "I'm out of here, Gina, you're in charge." So one day Gina was gone and her assistant Stacy was sitting there. So I put Stacy in charge. I was like, "All right, I'm out of here, Stacy, you're in charge." Now keep in mind, I was a 20-year-old van driving production assistant with two air shifts and sometimes filled in on the morning shift. I have no power is the point. I have absolutely no power. I am chased into the elevator by the HR director who says, "Cooper, technically, when the GM, OM, PD, and engineering are all gone, I am in charge." So I thought she was kidding. I said, "Nope, sorry. I just put Stacy in charge," you know, and like shrugged my shoulders, thinking like, ha ha. That was Friday. Come back to work Monday. The PD's like, "Can I see you in my office?" I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Can you stop, please? Please stop putting people in charge."
No, it's fun. The HR department's in charge.
Yeah. Stop putting people in charge is what I was told. Like, you know, as if Stacy was like, "Sorry, I'm not going to sign that." Or, "You know what? I'm going to get a contract for a friend of mine and I'm in charge. You know, I can do whatever I want here." As if the assistant to the front desk truly thought that she can now make decisions about the radio station. It was just such a dumb
It
thing,
was her one chance. That was her. She's been waiting years to get some authority, and she finally got it, and you wouldn't let her have it.
the van driver put me in charge. Sorry, guys. That's how it works. The van driver
the intern
decides.
said, "I'm boss, so I'm not listening to you."
Listen, she does a weekend shift. You gotta listen to her.
That my first station, I got yelled. But the problem was the owner of the station was in the station.
Oh, okay. Hate that. Yeah.
So when you get yelled at by the owner, it's a lot different than when you get yelled at by the PD.
Yeah.
Because the owner came in to the studio and yelled at me. So, I mean, bad. Yelled at me bad because I was doing nights at the time and the midday guy was off. So I got to do middays. And in radio, you want to do middays. You want to do 10 to 2 because that's the ultimate shift. You don't have to wake up early. You're off the air by 2 o'clock. You'll want that midday shift.
Sure.
And I was working 7 to midnight. So I'm like, I'm going to love this working middays. So I put nonstop callers on the air telling how much better they liked me other than the midday guy. How bad he sucked and how bad I didn't suck and how they wanted me on the air instead of him. So, yeah, the owner heard that and he got very pissed off. I'm like, "What? They love me. They hate Paul. They love me." I just put him on the air.
Yeah, you heard him.
You should put me in middays and fire Paul. He got so mad.
I know. I mean, it goes like that, especially in radio. I feel like, well, in any job. See, that's the thing, because my girlfriend who tweeted that, you know, she works for like a larger company that has like a million bosses, and she's like a Midland boss, and she has people over her and people beneath her, and she always has to CC everybody and everything she does. It's very corporate, even though what she does for a living is not corporate. She works in the corporate end of it. So it doesn't matter where you work. People have egos and they get really upset about the dumbest stuff. You know, listen, I'm sorry. I am sorry that your career didn't go the way you wanted to go, but don't take it out on, you know, your Midland manager that didn't CC you properly.
I would say, really, we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
Is this what you're wasting my time about? Is you weren't first on the CC? No, that's ridiculous. Go away.